Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, this is our Saturday podcast, our mentoring podcast. What I'm talking about today is could, not should. Okay, the difference between good and great. You're going to have a lot of decisions. I've had one recently about starting a couple businesses. And I love starting businesses. I'm like a crackhead on that. But it's a business I could start, but should I start it? See, it's the could versus should. If you remember during, what's the movie? Jurassic Park. They were talking about creating these dinosaurs. And the argument the lead scientist made is, we could do this, but should we? I mean, yeah, we could do this, but should we? And I'm mentoring you, and I want to ask you, to think about decisions you're making. I know that I personally only have so much bandwidth. And it's not even my mental bandwidth. I have a stress bandwidth where I'm like, okay, I could make this amount of money, but how much more stress am I bringing on? How much more time is going to be requested of me? Is it something that I have to oversee? So I look at all those things. Don't just say yes to say yes, I guess is my point. You have to look at everything in its totality. I get a lot of opportunities, real estate deals, and I got to look, okay, how long am I going to be strapped to this opportunity? Okay, I'm going to be involved in a startup. Am I going to be strapped to this? I mean, am I going to get handcuffed to this? What happens if somebody doesn't show up? Or what if my partner leaves? Things am I ready to take over a company? I've been doing this long enough where I've seen everything bad that could possibly happen. So you got to look at everything. So I'm just trying to share with you your ability to make very good decisions. And the very good decisions are the ones that are the difference between this choice is good and this other choice is great. Okay, good choices are fine, but did you make the great choice? Again, I could go back to like Steve Jobs choosing to put the focus on the iPod. That knocked down all the other dominoes, the screen technology and everything there. But from what I understand, he shelved over 300 projects and worked on that one. I typically like to look at things quarterly and try to focus on only one major thing per quarter and never more than five things in a given year. So it forces me to narrow things down. I also have a mission statement personally. So if it doesn't fall into like something I value, then I'm not interested in it. I get opportunities. If it doesn't fall into this thing, people ask me to be on their podcast or whatever. I'm like, well, what's the title of your podcast? Who's your audience? Well, in the platform space, because this is something I do because I love to do it and I want to help people. If it doesn't equip, encourage, or educate entrepreneurs, I'm not interested. My audience is entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs. So if I'm speaking to anybody other than that, I won't do it. Not interested. Okay, that allows me to make that decision really easy. The other thing is I'm at the point in businesses, I don't take risk. So there's a very limited amount of money that I'm willing to lose. Why? Because you get to a point where it's hard to make it back. So I'm not stupid when it comes to money. And truthfully, making anything, my lifestyle is not going to change any great amount. I'd have to make some crazy amount to offer, what I have now. I drive the nicest cars that you can drive that, wealthy people drive. I'm not saying I drive $1 million car, and I'd never drive $1 million car. It's not me. My rule on cars is if I can't get it serviced locally, then I wouldn't own it. So if you live in Virginia, that's the high end would be a Porsche, BMW, and a Mercedes. That's it. So yeah, I'm not driving a Lamborghini. Probably wouldn't. As long as there's people out there that I could probably donate some money to, I probably wouldn't do that. So again, I have things that fit my value structure. Stress is something that as I've gotten older, I've tried to eliminate it as much as possible. I don't like to be completely strung out time-wise. I don't like to go from one thing to the next thing to the next thing. There was a time when I could do that. I know I probably sound old to you. It's just like I know that I can't run, I can't sprint indefinitely and stay creative. and stay at that high level of brilliance that I want to be at. There's some times where I'm like, that was pretty darn good, Sean. That was really good. But when I'm stressed out and burnt and running and running, my creativity is zip. It's zip. So what I try to share with you today on the mentoring podcast is you're going to get a lot of opportunities. You need to figure out a way to vet those opportunities so you can decide, is it a good opportunity or is it a great opportunity? And you're going to need to come up with your own system of how you view that. I always kind of, the way I view things now is there synergy? Does it have any synergy with something I'm currently doing? Number two is risk reward. Okay, how much am I going to have to put up and what would the payoff be? Number three is how much time would this take of me? Number four, is there any way this thing falls out, I have to inherit the whole thing? Like, I'm not looking to raise another, they're like raise somebody else's kid. I'm not looking to raise another person's kid. Somebody comes to me, we partner in a business, and then they walk away. Okay, I'm not looking for that. So these are the things that, you know, that interest me. Can we get it up fast? I don't like things that are a year down the road. So can we launch it in the next 90 days? Can we make money day one? That's one of my principles. I say that. I when I do a business plan, I'm fully anticipating making money day one. If I didn't think we'd make money day one, I would not go forward with it. It's just the way I think. Again, this is my mentoring edition. This is where we're just having coffee. I'm just talking to you, just, you know, one person to another, just trying to share with you all the crap I've stepped in over the years. And it's typically because I've made mistakes and I did things that I should have done it, could have done it, okay. But I, looking back, it probably was not the best decision I could have made. Probably wasn't the best use of my money. Probably wasn't the best use of my time. So when you make really good choices and you can discern between a good opportunity and a great one, then you're going to the next level. And I can look back over and some incredible decisions that I made in the clouds that I think one in 10 people would have made them that worked out for me, that I'm really glad that I took that level, you know, the risk and it worked out. But you're gonna have to figure out your system. Again, just because you can do it doesn't mean it's the right time to do it. That's another thing you gotta consider. Sometimes it's a good opportunity for maybe my business and me personally, but it's just not the right time. I don't have the time and or the bandwidth or the stress to take it on. I don't have the focus to give it what it needs. So there are times I have to put something off because, again, it's not the right, it's a great idea. I have one right now it's on my whiteboard. I'm staring at it. I'd love to do it. It would be a fun business and I think I will do it, but I don't have any space in my brain for the next 90 days to put towards it. Because we're doing a lot of staffing at one of my companies that's, you know, brings in a great deal of income. It's my biggest company. So again, what I want you to do is just don't jump at everything. I want you to start creating your own vetting system, how you can vet ideas really good and fast. Vet business opportunities really good. You got to be able to do that. You can't say yes to everything. Okay, this is Sean Castorina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. This is the mentoring edition. Thank you so much for listening.